In our next piece, we explore the ways people in South Florida make a living. It's our regular segment called All in a Day's Work. Highlight is a sport that comes from the Basque regions of Spain and France. In the 60s and 70s, the game drew huge crowds and glamorous stars. Now, there are just five places left to watch highlight in the United States, and they're all in Florida. Today, we take you to one of the oldest, Dania Highlight.
My name is Ryan Esdale. I'm 17 years old, and I'm an announcer at Dania Highlight. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dania Highlight. The players salute you for Game 1, a spectacular 7 doubles match. Serving in the red shirts of Post 1, Medrano.
I'm responsible for first calling the judges in to let them know the game was about to begin. Then I start the music, which brings out the players.
Highlight is a sport that's similar to racquetball in the sense that you're returning a ball to your opponent. If you don't return it, you lose the point. The cesta is the tool we use as highlight players to throw the pelota. Pelota is the ball used in the sport of highlight. This here is a piece of bulletproof glass shattered by a pelota, moving probably around 180 miles an hour. That was the fastest that's ever been clocked. Here at Dania, all the games that are played with the audience watching are all being bet on.
Mm-hmm. 1-4, 1-4, let's see. That's it.
I put this noise on, which is the final call for betting. When the announcer talks too much, you might hear a remark in the crowd, like, be quiet, announcer, or maybe a little, they say it a little bit more rudely, but I won't say it.
It's time to give up, man.
Come on, Garo.
He's playing well, man. He's not interested.
When I first started coming to highlight, there used to be a height restriction on what you have to be to come in here, and I didn't meet that requirement. So my parents would sometimes stuff my shoes with napkins or fluff my hair to make me tall enough to reach that little blue line that got you the permission to get in here. My favorite benefit of working at Dania Highlight is the privilege of playing on the court. When I decided to become pro, I was about 12 or 13. My dad had a contract to play in Palm Beach Highlight back when they were open, and they happened to close right when he got the contract, so he didn't get to play. So I'm sure if I got to play at Dania, that would somehow fulfill something that he would want to do. He'd be proud of me for that.
How did I meet you? Did you just come over and sit down, or?
I don't even know.
I don't remember. You know, it's probably the same way I meet everybody. I mean, we have so many friends here. But like, here's my friend Lisa coming right now. Lisa and her husband Steve. And Jake and Max and them I know. And there's Ginny and her husband Bob. And
the capacity of the stands is approximately 3,000 people. This is a Saturday afternoon, and it looks like we have approximately 100 people or so out in the audience for today. This is an average crowd for a Saturday matinee. It is kind of depressing to see how the capacity used to be so large and it's gone down so much. There's got to be a reason for that. And I wish it was back the way it used to be, where every seat was filled.
That piece was produced by Under the Sun's Trina Sargalski.
Dan, what's that noise at the end?
That's the sound of a highlight pelota kind of fading into the night.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. This is a sad piece. You know, Ryan is following a line that was passed from his father, and I don't know if this sport's going to survive.
And it really is such a Floridian treasure.
It's amazing to me to think that this thing used to be a sport of rock stars. You know, the people who played this game were stopped in the street. And today, basically, it's a place for people to go and gamble. People don't really care about the sport. It's an anachronism. Most Americans have no idea what highlight is.
So you think the people that are there in the stadiums don't care about the sport?
I think they do, but I think it's frankly a little more incidental to the fact that they probably like to gamble. maybe that's actually a little uncharitable. I do think that if there weren't a gambling element to the sport, I don't think it would even have survived this long.